Good morning. My guest this morning is Barton Stone, who is a Zen priest at the Stone Creek Zen Center in Grayton. Good morning, Barton.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, this is one of the better events in the West County, as far as I'm concerned. I've been to it several times over the years. It's Zen Fest in Sebastopol at the Masonic Center on North Main, which I always say is right across the street from Safeway.
Exactly.
So talk about it a little bit. What will people see, hear, do, eat, and so forth?
We've done this for a number of years, and we always have a really good time putting it on. It's one of our main fundraising events. It's a moving party at the Masonic Center. We have gift quality cast-offs available.
Oh, a
crafts. Yes. Crafts that a lot of our members have worked on for some time over the past year.
Well, I notice here that the raffle is going to include a $150 gift certificate from the Seagull Inn, an antique wooden chest from the Ren Brown collection. That sounds like
yes,
a wonderful.
I've seen that chest. It's beautiful.
I'll bet it is. And also an enzyme bath from the Osmosis Spa in Freestone.
Right. Yes, and there will be a myriad of other items. One that I'm especially interested in is certificates for dental work from my favorite dentist, Dr. Mirabel Keiko.
Really?
Yes.
Is she a Sebastopol dentist?
No, she's on Guerneville Road near Fulton.
That's got to be a first, at least in my knowledge, getting dental work at a silent auction. That's quite amazing, really.
Well, if you meet her, you'll understand.
Right. Well, you know, because it's a Zen fest and not some other kind of fest, I'm much less surprised than I might be. It seems to me to be a very Zen thing to sort of cast your teeth to the winds in this way. Also, great food. That's the thing that that occurred to me that I remember every time I've been to one of these Zen fests.
Yes, it's kind of Japanese country style cooking.
Which is what? Can you describe the kind of fare?
Well, it's they make a delicious broth with various simmered vegetables and hard-boiled eggs and other things like that in it. And there's very tasty salads with cucumbers and crunchies.
I shouldn't do this before lunch. I note, too, that there are various sorts of foods for sale, preserved foods like jams and baked goods and so on.
Yes. We a number of our members just spend a lot of time and focus on canning, preserving a harvest, and make them available at the Zen Fest.
Well, I've always thought, too, that the Zen Fest, if there is such a thing as a classic local fundraiser, it is the Zen Fest. The whole feeling of it is the gathering of a group of friends.
Yes. And we enjoy doing it together.
It's great holiday atmosphere, as well as all the other good stuff about it.
Yeah.
And thanks very much, Barton, for coming in. Let's tell people once again that this is the yearly Zen Fest. It's all day long, 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon at the Masonic Center in Sebastopol. The address is 373 North Main Street in Sebastopol, but I always tell people that it's right directly across the street from the Safeway, and it's easy to spot. For information, the telephone number is 829-1129. Go online to find out more about it at stonecreekzencenter.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.